I thought that was like glue or something you were putting into it at first. I was like, what is he doing with that?
And we are live on the air. Welcome to the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, Married Man Chris, and Married Man Tim, and Nick. How's it going, guys?
Fan favorite Tim and vocal crush Tim, by the way.
You did win the poll. I mean, you did vote 35 times, I guess, though, right?
I did not vote at all, everyone. And by the way, thank you for I voted once, and I voted the right way. I voted for my favorite Nick, who is my vocal crush. And I'm going to talk like this from now on because I know how much everyone appreciates the dulcet tones of one Shut Up Tim.
I have a confession to make. I was attempting to vote for Nick, and I absolutely voted for Tim.
Well, it's good to know that you're a fan too, Boston.
So. Oh, I feel so terrible about it.
I absolutely have 5 Twitter accounts, but I promise you guys, in this instance, I only voted once. I have 5 accounts, and I generally use those to mess up Shandy's polls. Shandy from the broadcast. So anytime she has a poll, I automatically do the opposite opinion of what I know she wants the results to be.
See, I don't know. I don't know what's worse, the fact that you won this competition of the vocal crush, or that I got fucking 10% of the votes.
I think it's terrible for both of us, honestly, because we put out this poll, and I was thinking, I'm like, there's absolutely no way that I should be last by all accounts. If I was voting, I should be last. I mean, if anything, Jack should be first. This is the Jay and Jack Network. And by the way, Nick is like, here's the obligatory Nick's attractive man, and he's got a Southern accent, so it makes him seem mildly racist and more attractive.
I thought Nick was a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I think I might have got some of the older vote.
Sorry. This is the perfect time to read. To read, because at the end of last week, I asked for new iTunes reviews, and we did get one iTunes review.
Did we?
And it's from Shahandai.
This going to be a mean tweet?
No, it's a number 57, and it was done on October 29th. It says, with co-hosts of different ages and backgrounds, this podcast has something for everyone. And if you're still not convinced, you can always listen to the sexy man with the Southern accent.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you very much. I just like to say that I'm vocal crush number one and fan favorite and do a killer impression.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think you got the votes. They thought you were me.
Everyone just, they got our voices confused because we do such good impressions of each other. So
that's okay. I'm fine with it. But
yeah, well.
But if you like this,
Lost was on the air a long time ago, Jack. You know, maybe if this was the Lost podcast days, you would have taken in a little bit more votes. But I don't know. Now you got a new fan favorite in the bunch. You did tie with Nick, so that's pretty good. At least just be happy you're not Boston.
It could be worse. I could be last. I mean, nobody wants to be last.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. But you know, if you like this show and you like, we have other shows like The Broadcast, The Westworld, a ton of other shows that are just, you know, we just had a meeting. It's escaping me from now.
Right now. Sports Talk, Dancing with the Stars with Jack and Cindy.
His microphone in his mouth with Tim Allen.
Walking Dead with 3 Stupid Guys.
Yes. Survivor.
Oh, Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. That's one of my personal favorites.
A host of other shows, and you can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or you can go to our website under jayandjack.com, and there's a little button, click Become a Patron. We're just $85 away from the live Married Man broadcast.
Wow.
Fiasco.
And Naked Jack Zamboni.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, no, it's $2,000 for that.
And if you're in the know, you know what the $1 million patron level is. Yeah. Well.
Holding out for that $1 million patron level. But it would be nice. but we're working our way up there. Anyway, the business is done. It's going to be a short show. Tim has to take off, so we're going to do a short show, and we'll be back on Tuesday night. Does that work for you, Nick? I forgot to ask you, does Tuesday night work for you? Tuesday night, 6 your time?
Whoa, it should be fine.
Okay.
What was that?
Tim's, I think, cleaning out his dog again. I think.
My dog is here. Oh, by the way, my wife this weekend goes to me, you know, George, and George is the dog. George, his anal glands are pretty full again. You should get on that.
Doesn't the wife know how to do that?
No, I'm the only one that has the talent.
Your brother-in-law's living there rent-free, right?
He doesn't even know how to buy toilet paper.
Okay.
No, he pays rent.
Okay. But shouldn't he have to do some chores around the house? Okay. Your job for living here is you got to clean out the dog.
I wish. But then, you know, like I have a talent. I have a gift. And when you're given a talent and a gift, you must use it. So
you sound like you don't want to give it up.
I'm just trying to, you know. Oh, he's backing his butt towards me right now.
Does he bring you chocolate and flowers afterwards? So here you go, baby.
Oh, it's not chocolate. All right, thanks.
The wife ever get jealous? Is that a problem?
Oh, no. There's plenty to go around of me.
You're the house favorite, right?
I'm fan favorite, house favorite, vocal crush. I'm going to get so many different qualifiers after my name. Oh, Chris, you know you love me. You know, we all can't be great like Chris in Boston or Chris outside of Boston. And, you know, what poll should we put up on our Twitter account, at Married Man Show on Twitter, that you would win Boston?
We're gonna
start a poll now this episode.
You can pick. So.
No, you don't have to fix the poll. Just choose a category that you think you'd win the most votes out of the four of us.
I don't really want to. I have no poll to compete with you.
That's what I've heard. I heard it's a little poll, but not even girthy. I've heard it's
okay. From who?
Rob Francesini.
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff. No denial there. No, seriously, Nick, Jack, if we had to brainstorm, what if we put up a poll this week? Who is the Married Man Show that is the most from Boston? Do you think Boston would win that poll?
You know, it'd suck if he lost, if he came in last again.
So if you don't follow us on Twitter, make sure to go see our poll. It'll be up now, and you can vote which of the Married Man co-hosts are the most from Boston.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate looking out for me.
Yeah, hey, a win's a win, man. And let me just tell you, shocking, I'm Vocal Crush winner, but I'll go to the grave with that. That'll be on my tombstone. Clean the anal glands, Vocal Crush winner. Beat a Southern gentleman. I when that result came across, I was like, oh man, Nick's gonna be really cross.
That's right. I was vexed. it's almost feud level cross.
Oh, feud. We don't want a feud.
That's right.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Oh no, don't even get started. So we voted. The election's coming up, guys.
I already voted, actually.
Oh yeah,
I did the early vote.
If I do the early voting, it'll be tomorrow.
I got my my sample. You know, I'm a fairly new resident of Los Angeles. For all the listeners out there, I got my sample ballot in maybe a week ago, and I'm just used to, like most of the country, when you look at the ballot, it's got at least two people on there to vote for. But I guess Republicans and Independents and Green Party, they just say, we're not even touching LA County because it's all Democrats all the way down. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm voting Democratic this year. Well, I just thought that was so odd.
But that changed in the last probably 15 years. Mm-hmm. It used to be, California used to be a red state.
But yeah, with blue. Reagan, yeah.
Yeah, with Reagan, then Bush, and then with Bush's second term.
Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold, yeah. But it just, It went. I think the only one holding out still is San Diego. It's still red, but it's slowly turning blue, like every sports season. I'm sorry, I didn't bring that up.
Sports talk with three stupid guys only on the baseball network.
You listen to me whine about local baseball, then or football.
Oh, you're on that show? I would think with the amount of sports talk you do on this show, you wouldn't be on that show too.
I could talk sports 24/7.
Oh God.
Anyway. Man.
What patron level is that?
It's already happened. It was $10.
It's $1. Everyone, no way. I'm not going to tell everyone to subscribe. I'll accept sports for that.
Anyway,
at the 950 level, Jack will stop speaking about sports on every podcast.
That's before the foursome level.
I could be told. I could be bought and not talk about it. Anyway,
how much?
I think it has to be at least 5,000 a month, right?
A month.
A month. 5,000 a month.
And I bet you wouldn't. I bet you wouldn't make it a month, though. Like honestly,
I wouldn't even make it one podcast.
Oh, I could do it.
Yeah, but we come on here and just talk about nothing but San Diego the whole time, and you would never make it.
We'd bring up all kinds of historical facts and say the wrong thing, like, you know, like what year did this player play from? Like, oh yeah, like, you know, that was like when San Diego lost to this team in 1984.
Hey, I'm
like,
not. I would never bitch about the Padres making that horrible trading Anthony Rizzo, a young player in his prime, for a sore arm relief pitcher who never amounted to crap. So anyway, I would never say that.
So you do an interesting show that I like called Westworld with Jay, Jack, and Mike. And one of the big proponents of that show is robot sex. And in fact, you guys even talked about a big big floppy robot dong in the latest episode. I was wondering if you guys were able to check out the article that I sent you about the updates. Yes. We're getting closer. You know, we've talked about like having sex with a robot and if that's cheating or not, but we're getting one step closer. I mean, Dolores is almost real, Jack.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't get to actually read it.
And she's from Raleigh. So I guess does that count? Do I have a shot with a robot? Or am I too old?
Well, she's really young. She's like 26 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, a robot's probably like less than a year old, honestly, if you're going by age, right? So we're talking about an article that's about the real doll, which is like a sex doll you can have sex with. And it's like a... it's like a mannequin almost, right?
From just looking at the picture, I was surprised how real it looked. And then I just went because it said, you know, with a new feature. And I was like, what's the feature? And so I did scroll and read enough of it to where it was like, it comes with a built-in heater. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, did you like the new built-in feature?
Well, the built-in feature was it was to heat the fake robot, or I guess it's a real robot, but the person, so it would feel as warm as a normal human body. But I don't know, that seems a little dangerous to me. What if it malfunctions and your manhood gets burnt up or melted inside the latex?
It's like a Samsung phone, huh?
Yeah. It blows up on you.
It blows up your dick. Oh my God.
No!
Your penis.
How do you explain that to the paramedic, you know?
I also feel like the heat would just incubate the semen more and, you know, like just like the mold content or the bacterial growth that's going to happen in there. That's the one thing they never tell you about is the cleanup on those robots, right? I just imagine on Westworld, do they just like spray them down with a hose or whatever?
Well,
those guys are doing a laboratory.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are multiple copies of these robots, though, on Westworld.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there
because,
is.
Because, like, think about
we saw that last week.
Nah, those are two different times.
Well, I mean, just think about, like, you know, if you decapitate a person or, like, you shoot them full of a dozen bullets, I can't imagine.
I thought you were going to say you shoot them full of something else, dude.
But, you know, you take them to those medical guys to take the bullets out, but that takes a good amount of time, you can't just take those bullets out or reattach a head or an arm or whatever and then throw them back into the thing. And within one day, I would think they would need more copies than just one robot.
Don't you think, though, it's like whatever the cycle is? So if it's a week-long cycle or a month-long cycle or whatever, don't you think that, like, the one robot probably dies and then doesn't come back into the storyline until, like...
Until it's needed.
Yeah,
that would make sense. Yeah,
because what's her name? The main prostitute, Mauve, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. she's dead all the time. Maeve, she's dead all the time. So, like, it would be weird. It's like, oh, I killed Maeve, and then oh, she's back again tomorrow.
And her nipples are still huge.
but the big question is, do these get erect?
It's hard to tell when they're dead.
Here's my question. You have sex with a robot. What's the obligation afterwards? Do you have to, does it speak? Or can you just roll over and go to sleep like normal? I mean, what's the obligation? Well,
if you're Anthony Hopkins, you can just wave your hand Jedi style and be done with it.
I also wondered, like, do you pay the hooker robot prostitute? You know, do you actually pay her? Because it's not like she uses the money.
Well, yeah, they talk money on the show.
Yeah, in-game currency, man. I'm sure that you have to spend actual currency to get the in-game currency to, you know, go faster in the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're already paying $40,000 a day just to be there. So it's like, okay, does that include?
You ever been to Disneyland or Disney World, man? You pay like a ton to go there, and then you got to pay more to do shit and eat stuff.
There goes our sponsorship with Disney. So oh man, it says it's 12,000 euros up to for one sex robot will be up to 12,000 euros. How much is that in U.S. dollars?
It's like almost 20 grand, I think.
No, it's like 15.
Oh 16. Well, I'm thinking a few years ago. So yeah, it's okay. I'm thinking
it's right a lot now. Of money, man.
So I guess we'll ask the question again. If you had a chance to have sex with a robot, would you do it?
Okay, is it real doll robot, like current, or is it like Westworld robot?
I think more Westworld.
Hey, but it still bit that employee in the butt. What did she call him? Like a
yeah, but he was a necro, whatever. But he was having sex with the Westworld robot after it was dead. And that would be more like the actual real doll experience, right? Because the real doll just lays there too, like it's dead. So I vote it's still cheating, especially in Westworld. It's way cheating. It's
super cheating. I vote that it's cheating. I vote that if I was single, I would have done it.
Yeah. You would totally hang out with all gold people.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Why were they gold?
So weird. I don't know.
I think it was just.
I love just, gold.
Gold finger. Yeah, I think it's cheating. So no, I guess I'd have. So, to. Nick, you're the only single guy, so.
Dude,
doesn't matter. You'll do it anyways.
Dude, yeah. Nick's down. I heard Nick's down the clown with even his toaster. So.
is that a BSG reference?
No, I never seen that show. Is that a good show?
It is.
Are you serious? You serious, Clark?
Nah.
You've never seen BSG? Are you serious?
Nah. The yeah, I've never really seen
good.
It.
Yeah, you should watch it.
I'm doing another rewatch right now.
Yeah. I heard.
It is so good. I'd rather watch that than anything that's on right now.
Excuse me.
Yep. Well, Westworld's pretty good.
Okay. Westworld's very good. Like, yeah.
Do you have Hulu?
Nah, Hulu's okay. For chumps. I got Netflix, mofo.
It's on Hulu right now.
Okay.
But you know, like BSG, like Tim, it's one of the only shows that I've seen that is satisfying from beginning to end. You know, whereas like Lost, yeah, other, you know, not talking about those shows. It's good because I can't talk with you two just giggling like little girls. Where it's like, you know, Lost is controversial. Like, it's great. And then people go, well, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Like, BSG is good from beginning to end. It deals with current events at the time it was made. You know, there's only like probably two episodes you could say are filler episodes. It's a good show.
People still complained about it, though. They said it was being made up as it went along, which I don't get, but as long as it's good. But no, I agree. But it's a must watch.
Yeah.
Is it Heroes level good? Like season 3 Heroes level good? Because that's the type
of shows I never watched season 3 of Heroes.
Oh, man. With the carnival?
I only got through 1.5 seasons of Heroes.
Yeah.
I only got through half the first.
About it. Is it Dexter season 9 good?
fuck Dexter, man.
Yeah, fuck Dexter. The way to watch Dexter is the second the Trinity Killer's over. Don't watch
it. That's exactly what happened to me when, what's your name? Who's the chick from 10 Things I Hate About You?
What's her name? Big Forehead.
That's the season I stopped watching. Like 3 episodes in, I was like, I'm done. I'm not watching this anymore.
For those who are offended by my big forehead comment, I have like a 6 head. Cause,
are you talking about Dexter's wife?
No.
Her name was like Luna or Lunar or it was 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, the girl from Born Identity in the first couple.
Yeah. Years. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is her name? Not like we're all sitting in front of the internet. And this is.
I watched it. Well, I started like season 3, but after it was already on for like 2 seasons, started watching it from first. I said, "Oh my god, it's a great show." Watched it to the end only because I felt I had to. And seriously, the final season was so bad that I've said 1,000 times it hurt its legacy. It's just, I'll remember it as a bad show, even though first 4 seasons was great.
Hey guys, I got bad news. I got to leave in just a little bit, but I was wondering, could we do the 6 questions right now? Because I'd love to see Chris.
Can we do the 6 questions? Nick.
I would love to just sit and listen to them get the answers or try to get the answers right, because I wrote the 6 questions. And by the way, if you want to write the 6 questions and potentially have maybe Jack or I play against each other. To have a possible embarrassing story we have to tell. That's the new rule of the 6 questions, by the way. Please email us, marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com, and send those in. Jack, is this okay? I'm calling audible.
That's fine. Whatever works on the show. I think I've told most of my embarrassing stories already, but I could probably find 1 or 2.
Oh, there's deep. I bet there's deep recesses.
And I don't know what a Tim embarrassing story would be.
Oh God, I got more.
How could you top it?
They're just disturbing.
I'm a fount, man. Hey, that bunny rabbit story I told, I didn't even remember that until that second, like when it happened. So
that explains a lot.
All right, who wants to go first? We got who's going first, Nick or Chris?
I think it's my turn to go first.
Well, I think it's the person who's the most Boston should go first. So Nick.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Throw me a question.
That's actually 10 times better than any one of Tim's Boston.
Yeah, you're like a wicked chatter.
Yeah.
You sound like one of those actors that's forcing it on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, that's okay. Question, kid. Let's go.
All right. So we're going with Nick first.
Yeah. And this game is inspired by yet another show from the Jay and Jack Network, The Broadcast.
Yeah.
Oh, and this we actually go as far as to say that is our sister show, our little sister show.
Yeah. I guess.
How about stepsister?
Oh, hey guys, I'm with hers as their hashtag. What about like our hashtag could be hashtag dicks before chicks?
Yeah, I'd go over well.
I'm just spitballing.
We might get I'll leave that alone. Okay. all right. So Nick, you're first. I'll need the closest answer on this one.
All right.
How old is Shandy?
Fuck. 33.
Chris?
Tim, are you texting him the answers? I heard the bloop on his screen.
That wasn't me.
You are setting me up to fail.
And that's Jack's noises come across.
34.
The correct answer is 32. Nick gets that question.
Yeah!
Question number 2 for...
Surprising Nick knows a fact about Shandy, huh?
This one I'll need the correct...
I was still wrong.
But you were close. This one I need the correct answer. What state is Shandy originally from?
Montana.
It is Montana.
I remember that.
Very good. Tied 1-1.
That's a bit unfair.
Okay.
She says it like every podcast.
Number three, and I'll need the correct answer on this one. Shandy has mentioned reading what book multiple times on the broadcast?
Whose question is it?
It's for Nick. And she mentions it like almost every single episode.
I have no idea.
It was also mentioned once on our podcast.
Yeah.
Well, once lately, but it's been mentioned several times, but just once in the last
common month. Topic.
I don't know. Harry Potter.
Cunt. It was cunt.
It is
cunt. Oh, cunt. Yeah, I remember that.
Uh-oh. This question, and I'll need the closest answer on this one. And Chris, you're up. How old was Shandy when she lost her virginity?
Oh, Christ, I have no idea. Sixteen.
Damn it, that's what I was gonna say.
The correct answer is 16.
God damn it!
Nick, you have to get this next question right, or you're done.
Yeah, not only done, but like there might be a heartbreak going on too.
All right.
Okay, this one, I guess I need the correct answer. What are Shandy's on of Shandy's cat's names?
Well, I think if you get one, you should be able to.
If he can get one, but Chris gets two, then Chris would steal it.
No, that's true.
I don't know. I just know kitten.
Guess.
You gotta something. Guess something.
Okay.
Remember, she's a feminist. He's thinking.
I have no idea.
What do you do when someone talks a lot? What do you call them?
What?
What the fuck?
Flippity gibbet. I don't know.
Haze.
Go ahead, take it. Hazel?
Chris?
I don't know.
Hazel.
Gabby and Fiona.
Yeah, I never would have known that.
I could have said, what's that show, Tom?
Fiona!
Shameless. Okay, just for the fun of it, because this is for Chris. Which married man is Shandy's vocal crush, also is secretly not so secretly in love with?
I should have gone second.
And Chris bullshit, man. Wins this week's six questions.
Woo!
It wasn't even close. 1-4.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing, especially for that little like off and on like chat romance you two have. I mean, these two like in the group, like there's a married man broadcast chat on Facebook. These two are like freaking on each other. Like you get out the hose. The two of them are like, oh, hey, let's like flirt in public. So it's not really
I'll wake up and there's like 7,000 messages on this. I go,
and it's 90% like Nick being like, hey, look at this GIF I sent. And Shandy being like, Nick. Oh, did I do enough vocal fry in my Shandy impression?
I would like to point out that this was a rigged competition. It's rigged, believe me, because Tim wanted me to go first. He intentionally wanted me to go first so I would lose. But Chris had all the easy fucking questions.
But you should have said, hey, it's Tim. What is Tim? You got to get in the head of Tim. So
yeah. You got to think like me and then do the opposite and then do the opposite of the opposite.
If this is Survivor, you'd be voted out.
Here's what threw me off, because Tim was taunting me, saying he wants me to share my terrible story. But I this entire time, I thought I was being plotted against.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tim is evil. Tim should go on Survivor. Evil. I think he'd be Tim, you'd win. And the reason people would give you is not for being the hard worker, not for being loyal, not for playing the best game, just having the best voice.
Vocal crush, baby. Vocal
crush. I got to give it to Tim because his voice.
I'd be Survivor fan favorite too. And with that, guys, I actually do have to run. I have to go. I didn't even tell you how I threw out my back. Hey, but guess what? We're recording on Tuesday at 6. Apparently, we talked about the time on the air. So we'll see you guys then.
I'll save all the calls and emails for Tuesday.
And we'll find out when exact or who exactly is the most Boston out of the four of us on Tuesday.
I vote Nick.
Hashtag Team Nick. Hashtag dicks before chicks.
That's actually a little more homosexual in a way. Like, we're dicks before chicks here.
No, because we're dicks. All four of us are dicks.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to be thinking of it that way. But that's and whatever gets us listeners, I don't care.
You listen to dicks before you listen to the broadcast. Get it? Dicks before chicks?
Yeah. Oh, I still don't think that's going to happen.
No. Okay. Hashtag dicks before chicks. All right, guys. Whatever you do, don't talk about sports when I'm gone, okay?
All right. No chance of that. Cubs win! Cubs win! Holy cow! The Cubs win! All right, so Nick, do you want to tell the embarrassing story? Or do you want to save that for when Tim is here?
No, fuck Tim. it is embarrassing, but it's not embarrassing.
I just need 30 seconds. I'll be right back.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, so I guess I grew up in a really small town for all the listeners out there, and I grew up on a farm. I graduated with less than 80 people from high school, and I didn't really have a girlfriend ever. You had like those little kid crushes.
Yeah.
But I never really had a girlfriend until I got in high school, like an actual like go on dates and things like that. But before that, in my eighth grade year, there was a girl that was a sophomore or a junior in high school that had a crush on me, which now that I think about it, it was a little bit weird, but at the time I didn't think it was weird because it's like, hey, I'm dating an older woman. But she picked me up one day and took me back to her house. And I remember sitting on the couch with her, and we had the entire house to ourselves, like no parents, no nothing. And I'm just this naive, I guess, were you 13 at the time? Yeah. You know, like thinking like, what am I doing? Like, and she's the whole time she's sitting there like, so, and like, she's actually the guy in the situation where like putting her arm around me, you know, and like touching. And I'm like, the whole time I'm oblivious, just naive, dumbass, like, make a move, you fucking idiot. But like, I remember this to this day, like going like, I've never had a woman hit on me this hard where it's just like, she's doing everything and me just being this.
How old was oblivious. She?
She was probably 16, I think. 16 or 17. 16 or 17, and I was probably 13.
Was she a teacher?
No. She was smoking hot. I don't know what ever happened to her, but I remember those days very well. But it's not as good as the did these extend, but I do remember just being a complete and utter idiot. And like one of her friends coming to me like a week later and going like, what the hell's the matter with you? You were in her house and you didn't do anything. I was like, I was supposed to do something?
So bad enough you didn't do it, it got out.
Well, she told her friend. It was like, you know, like all, you know, like you tell your best friend in just about everything. And yeah, but that's the truth, because I was really just that naive with women. I didn't know anything. I didn't, you know, yeah, you're supposed to kiss, but like, to me at that point, it was more like, you know, you go to the movies and you hold hands and then like, you kiss them at the door or something. It wasn't like, oh, let's go back to our house and just have a huge makeout session on the couch. And it's just, you know, it's just stupid kid memories.
You needed the internet back then. That's what you needed.
I did. And we didn't have it. Yeah.
So. Kids today are just spoiled. They just have life so easy.
That happened to the same story happened to me, but the ending was a little bit different. that happened and I knew that there was supposed to be something was supposed to happen, and her sister walked in on us, and that was the worst, like the worst thing ever, right in the middle of going at it or whatever. But
was the sister younger or older?
Older.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, fuck it, we'll get graphic. So anyways, I'm like 16 years old, 17 years old, in this girl's bed. I don't know how all that happened. And she's doing the one thing that guys don't want girls to do to them. But I was like, well, whatever, I'm 16, 17 years old, I'll let her do whatever she wants to do. and that's an HJ, if you will. And her sister walked in on the whole thing happening, and I'm just like, hey.
Oh, that reminds me of like a
But then, yeah, so at that point, I just like, all right, clothes on and walk of shame through their kitchen and out to my was I even driving? I can't remember if I was even driving at the time, but yeah, that was terrible. And I actually connected with her on Facebook not too long ago. She held up pretty well. She popped out like 6 or 7 giblets, but you know, she held up pretty well.
If you have 6 kids and still look good, then you're doing something right.
Yeah, good for her.
Nice. So, okay. Kind of got after. How was your guys' Halloween?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Anything special happen? I mean, I know I saw Chris. I saw you. You went door to door, right?
Yeah, we took my daughter and her friend and her little friend's little brother, and we all walked around our neighborhood. Our neighborhood's pretty great, so like it's tons of families, and it's well as like those scenes. Like the best way I can describe it is like it looked like that. I always remember the scene from E.T. when it's like sunset and there's like hundreds of kids out and they're all having fun.
Yeah.
That's so what
it was. How it was when I grew up. There was just the whole block was full of kids.
Yeah, and that's what my Halloween night was like this year. It was great. You know, we have a couple of our neighbors who really just go well over the top and put together like a really cool, you know, Halloween like haunted house setups in their yards and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. I trained my daughter this year to identify and seek out peanut butter cups. So she did a really good job for me. Got a lot of peanut butter cups.
There you go. Do you put them in the freezer or are you just a non-freezer guy?
Not even there long enough to get frozen.
They're good both ways.
Brush like those things. Yeah, they are. But it was good. Yeah, my daughter was a new Disney princess, Princess Elena of Avalor. Not quite sure what that is, but she looked cute.
Nice.
My wife went as a minion.
Nice.
What'd you go as?
I threw on a Bruins jersey and I did the old cheesy. I'm a Bruins fan.
Yeah, so last couple of years, I just threw on a Charger jersey and it was said I'm disappointed Chargers fan.
Disappointed Chargers fan.
That's why. And everyone says you go like that every year. I go well because I'm disappointed.
Because it's true.
It's not much of a stretch. But Nick, did you go to any parties? Did you do anything?
No, not this year because I mean I'm new. I don't have any friends, sadly.
Now you're breaking our heart. I mean,
yeah. Oh, I didn't know where to go really. I know that there was one private party on my roof, but I was like, I'm not gonna crash.
Hollywood and Vine would probably be the best place to go.
Yeah, but that's a good
because it's 365. You know, you know, every day it's people dress up down there.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a good 15-20 minute train ride, subway.
Yeah,
for me. But no, I didn't dress up. I've never been a big holiday person because, like I said, I don't have any family. So even Thanksgiving, Christmas, like it was just usually me and mom and dad and my sister. Yeah.
Would your mom wear her mask to Thanksgiving?
She would wear her mask, and that would
like stab the turkey.
it ruined the whole thing.
That's the gravy.
She never made a turkey. It was just kind of like, you know, eat what you have.
When you were on the farm, did you guys kill? Did you raise any turkeys and kill them?
No, we don't have turkeys. We never had livestock. My dad refused to eat chicken because he grew up with his grandmother always popping the heads off, and it scarred him. Yeah. So he refused to eat. So we would usually we'd have like a roast on Sunday or something, and we'd make that a really big one, and we'd eat that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then make something like light for Wednesday. And then it just, we kind of, that was the way but we always had fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, things like that. And I never ate out of a can until I was probably 19 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Like a store-bought can,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Cause like, I didn't know that. Cause like, I love pecans like crazy. And we had 3 pecan trees. And so I just grew up eating them. And then when I moved to a city for the first time, seeing like $8 for a small bag of pecans, it's like, are you out of your mind? Like, this just shows you like how some, like me, you know, being from the part of the country I'm from, how I'm not used to certain city things.
They still have Stuckey's restaurants. You guys ever heard of that?
No, I never heard of
it. Like, when you're traveling through the Midwest, they'd have signs 350 miles to the next Stuckey's. And it was like a restaurant type stop. You get gas and stuff like that. From what I remember, it's just a kid. But they had pecan pies, and it was always advertising the pecan pie. So I never got the pecan pie. But every time to this day I hear pecans, I think of Stuckey's restaurants. Because they just had those giant. Because back then you just sat in a car and you didn't. There was no entertainment. You just, you know, there'd be like six of us. I had three sisters, myself, mom and dad, and a small. We went first time with station wagon, second time in a Gran Torino, which was just hell. And we had a dog with us too, a little Yorkie. And so that was the entertainment, waiting and counting down the miles. Are we there yet to the Stuckey sign? That was my excitement as a kid growing up. So when you mentioned pecan, it's not like today where you have the computers and all the stuff. And
they're like the Cracker Barrels of today.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't know if they're still out there. Maybe I should look that up.
Fucking love Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel is the best.
It's one of the things that really makes me mad that California does not have a Cracker Barrel.
I think they're getting one. I think San Diego's getting a Cracker Barrel.
I'd love that.
I believe someone sent me a note that San Diego's getting a Cracker Barrel.
Sweet. I mean, I don't know if I'd drive to San Diego to eat at a Cracker Barrel, but I love Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, well, speaking of the Cracker Barrel, how about those fucking Cubs, man? Now that Tim's not here, we can talk about this. What a game!
I was recording a Survivor for the first half of the game, and I'm just watching it on my phone.
Yeah,
and I'm like going, "Oh my God, Cubs are just going to run away with this." And I said on the podcast, I said, "You know what's going to happen? Because it's the Cubs." I said, "Chapman's going to come in and blow the save, and they're going to lose." I said something like that. I said, "Oh," and when it started to happen, I go, "Oh shit, I'm going to take so much fucking crap from Cub fans saying I jinxed them." I said, "Fuck, come on, Cubs, win this game."
They put Johnny Lester in as early on in the game as they did.
Yeah. He overmanaged in the game. He made a lot of mistakes, but he got away with it. So,
yeah, I mean, that was awesome. Like, I mean, it was so cool to see pretty much half of my Red Sox team winning another World Series. We had, you know, Ross. He had obviously Theo and John Lester and what's his name? There's like five former Red Sox on that team, but it's it was awesome to watch that happen, man. Like, I mean, we had
Rizzo for the Cubs, Kluber for the was a former Padre farmhand, and there's another guy. Another guy.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It was like, Chris, you just became Jack, naming all the Boston people that are, you know, on the Cubs team. And then Jack comes over the top and is like,
farmhand from San Diego.
It was for some stupid trade in 2010. We ended up choking anyway. It was just some guy that they didn't really think was going to make it. And of course, he won the Cy Young Award. And it's just a Padre way. But, you know, it's funny, when I was watching the Cub fans, and you have to feel bad for the Cleveland fans, too. It's 68 years. I mean, I'm old, but I'm not 68. So I'm 54. And watching both fans in the stands was just like me watching the Chargers play in the playoffs. It's the same thing where you sit there and you're waiting. You're waiting for something bad to happen. And those Cub fans, when Chapman was just throwing, this guy throws 102 miles an hour. I don't think he was hitting 90. He was just lobbing the ball up there. I said, "Oh Christ, don't lose this game," because I said that I was going to say, "Go please delete that out of the edit that out of the podcast." I don't want to take shit. I'll be like Bartman. And I just watching the fans in the stands, just the agony, and they're just, you know, sports is supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's supposed to be like, you know, going to the movies or TV. It's supposed to be, you know, an outlet. You know, it's not supposed to be so serious. But I just, when I was watching both fans, just the agony of just, "Oh God, can we win this?" And then they had the rain delay. I said, "You gotta fucking be kidding me,
dude!" The worst fucking timed rain delay ever.
Yeah.
The momentum that game had was just halted.
Yeah, because Cleveland, I think, would have won the game.
I agree.
They had the momentum.
It was the best thing that happened to the Cubs is the rain. That's why. But that they've talked about today was the guy that was on first base, the pinch runner, when was it Bryant hit the third baseman for the Cubs, hit the ball to the wall in center field.
Yeah.
Instead of running, he tagged up. and went to mm-hmm. second. Now I said, see, any tag up on any play, I would step off. I'm the pitcher. I step off the mound, throw it to the bag. I think he might have left too early. Even if you don't, with you know the small chance that he did,
why not try?
You got to try. I mean, and then the walks, the intentional walks, and then when the Cubs the he got the first two outs, then he gave up the was it a single or something like that or a double. Oh no, single stolen base, and then next what's his name? Raja hit the single. I said, oh my god, next guy's gonna hit a 2-run homer. You see the Cub fans were thinking the same thing because yeah, this is the Cubs. I mean, that's what you expect.
I can't think of another non-Boston sports team that I was more happy for winning a World Series.
I would have been happy for either one because it's been so long. And I even said on Twitter, I said, why am I stressed out? I don't even have a team. I'm nervous. And I don't even have a team in, you know, neither team is like anything close to my favorite team. But I felt bad for both fans. It was just like you just as a fan that's been through a lot of misery, I understood exactly what they were going through.
Yeah.
I said last week, you know, I mean, I'm a diehard Cardinals fan because that's just the team that I grew up nearest to, yeah. Which is why I hate the Red Sox. But everyone, it doesn't matter.
Like, just as you know, we don't give a shit about the Cardinals in Boston.
Well, I mean, like the 04, you know, like because we were.
Well, the Cardinals do have the second most World Series victories.
Right. Yeah. Compared to the Yankees. Yeah. But, you know, the Cubs are our rivals, but like I guarantee most of the Cardinals fans are rooting for the Cubs if we're shitty because it's like
yeah.
The Cubs never win. And as I said last week on the podcast, it's like I've said from the very beginning of this season, it's like this is the Cubs year. It's the Cubs year and I'm going to root for them 100%. But and then
can you lose your Cardinal fan club badge for that? Because Cardinal fans don't like Cub fans.
Yeah, but I mean, I always were rooting for the Cardinals, but I knew the Cubs had a good chance of going this year, so I rooted for the Cardinals.
I could give a rat's ass if the Dodgers have a good chance to win. I never root for them.
Yeah, never. I didn't ever openly root for the Cubs. No,
I'd be out there with a doll putting things in Kershaw's back, you know, little pins to make him. And I like Kershaw as a pitcher, but he's a Dodger, so I can't like him.
But yeah, I mean, I think the only other team I've been more like I was like this happy for, like I actually feel genuinely happy for the Cubs, was back in 2001 when Luis Gonzalez Diamondbacks? Yeah, it's Diamondbacks. Yeah. Hit that blooper off of Rivera.
Yeah.
To win. Like I was driving when that happened and I almost drove off the road. I have to take this all back. I don't even think I was really that happy for the Diamondbacks as much as I was happy that the Yankees lost the World Series.
Yeah, I understand.
Shit. So I think my whole argument is moot.
I know people are saying that best World Series game they ever saw. It was good, and because but probably the best World Series game I ever saw was the Red Sox Reds in '75. Was it when Carlton Fisk hit the homer?
Mm. Mm, yeah,
I
mean,
I was 11 then, 10, 11. So
stay fair.
I thought 12.
Stay fair.
To me,
stay
that was just fair. Plus the you had the big red machine, and Boston always had great players. They just could never win it.
Yep.
But that was a great game. Always stick out my mind. But this was a great game. It just had all the drama. It's just like
one of the best baseball games I've ever watched.
Yeah.
I think it will go down in history as the best game 7 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't think of one off the top of my head. I mean, there's been some good ones, but I couldn't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And really Bill Murray's reaction was just – because who doesn't like Bill Murray? Well, Lucy Liu. But who other than Lucy Liu, who doesn't like Bill Murray? And his reaction was just pure joy in the stands. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting in the stands. He's not in the club box. He's not – you know, I don't know if Cleveland – does Cleveland have a club box? I guess they do because that's where LeBron was. But, you know, they had – he was in the stands. He just seems like a regular guy who's famous. And if we can get him on the podcast, that'd be great. But
oh my Christ, I have like 4 Bill Murray t-shirts. I would wear them all. I would change. I would wear them throughout the entire episode here. He was ever
on. I'm going to work on Richard Grieco and Bill Murray.
Holy fuck Grieco. Let's take Bill Murray.
The thing about Bill Murray,
Grieco, you're really out. You're done.
Grieco would probably tell us no, and Bill Murray would probably say, yeah, sure. I come on that.
Yeah, right, man. All right, man.
I read a few years ago, the thing that's great about Bill Murray does not have an agent. He doesn't have a publicist. you have to find out somehow what his phone number is, because like what he does is that he doesn't check his messages until the end of the week, and people will pitch him movie ideas and anything like that, and if he likes it, he'll get back to you.
Aren't you in L.A.?
Yeah, but I can't find him. It's a big town.
You're in Hollywood.
You need to talk to Clifton if you're going to talk to anybody about that.
Oh, okay. I tried it. No, I thought it was a great game. I feel bad for the Cleveland fans. I mean, 68 years is still a long time.
Yeah.
But 108 years is.
That's what I started to say like last week, is that like the Cubs could have played anybody and I'd have been like, all right, cool. I'm diehard Cubs. But it's like, it had to be Cleveland. Like, why would you pick these two teams to play each other? I want to root for both of them.
And my dad was a diehard Cardinal fan. He was born in Pennsylvania, but he was a diehard Cardinal fan. He even rooted for the Cardinals over the Padres, which caused friction sometimes, because the Cardinals would just, during the 90s, would just own the Padres in the playoffs. I go, Jesus, can't you give us a break? You guys got like 16, 17 World Series victories. We've been to one, and the second time we did two. But he said, I'm a Cardinal fan. And the reason he became a Cardinal fan, him and a friend were listening to the radio. It was Brooklyn Dodgers playing against the Cardinals, and they decided to root for, you know, make a bet. His friend took the Brooklyn Dodgers. He took the Cardinals. From that point on, he was always a Cardinal fan. I mean, he was diehard Cardinal fan. He was Stan the Man Musial was his favorite player of all time. I don't think he hated the Cubs, though. He hated the Dodgers. So that's where I get my love hate for the Dodgers. But no, congrats to the Cubs. And like I think they said there was one woman that was 104 years old, diehard Cub fan, and she finally got to see her team win the World Series.
It's amazing.
That'll be you.
There is one nice heartfelt story that I saw. This news channel followed this guy. So this guy who lives in North Carolina actually drove to, I don't know where it was. He drove 16 hours. I don't know how far anything is from North Carolina, 16 hours wise, but maybe Chicago. He promised his dad, who had passed away like in I think the early 80s, promised his dad that he would always, you know, when it came time for the Cubs to win, he'd watch it with him, right? So Cubs in the World Series, he drives 16 hours, sets up shop with a radio at his dad's gravesite.
I saw that, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's fucking awesome. But like, the fucking news broadcasters didn't show the moment they won. I would have loved to have seen that man's reaction to the moment.
It's probably nothing but tears. I mean, how could you?
I know, but that's just so cool. I mean, driving 16 hours through the day and the night, whatever, and it's just a sad sight. He's sitting there with a spotlight on himself, sitting in the middle of a military graveyard. His dad was like a World War II vet. And just sharing that moment with his dad. It's awesome. It's fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, this will probably help baseball because football ratings are going down. But the only problem is the game ended on the East Coast at 1 o'clock. You want young kids to watch the game. You want kids to get into, and this is something that people would have got into. Now, right. if my team, if I was a Cub fan and my kid, I would let fuck school. You're going to watch this. You can stay up and watch this game.
Totally.
I would do that. Some people wouldn't, but I would do that.
It's history.
But our people that aren't Cub fans, these kids, they were probably long in bed long before that and didn't watch the game. And there are a lot of adults that probably didn't watch the end of the game either, especially when they saw rain delay. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Rain delay too. So baseball needs to figure out something, because it used to be in the daytime and they'd get 30 million people watching the games. And it didn't matter who was playing. Back in the 60s and 70s, of course, there was only three channels, but you got people to watch the game. Baseball needs to get back to where, I mean, I know they're trying to get, but you have the problem with the East. You can't start them too early on the West Coast because people are still at work, and you can't start it too late on the East Coast because people got to go to work unless you just do the games on, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And then skip a week. I mean, skip it during the week and do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday again. I don't
know. Yeah, it's tough. There's no easy way to do it.
No. But anyway, it was a great game, great series, great season of baseball for everyone but San Diego. And there's always next year. And the Cubs, they have a good young team, too. I mean, they five of their starters are under 24 years of age. So they could possibly – and plus they have the money to keep that team intact.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It could be a rough year for your Cardinals next year again there, Nick.
Yeah, maybe. We don't start playing until July anyway, so you never know about the Courage.
I did have – no, he was just saying about them starting in – September, July, yeah. July.
Because you watch any Cardinal season, like April, May, June, like they suck. You're like, good God, you Cardinals suck. And then July, they start playing and they start winning after. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
I did have a Halloween question I wanted to ask. Some rules are, I know, because I know times are changed. We spent the first part of Halloween. We went with Zach and was going with him and his Halloween, you know, our family. We all went out there, and he's the only grandson, nephew right now. So we all, you know, go with him. He's going up to each house, and he's just taking one piece of candy. And then this guy goes, oh, no, take more than one. So he took one. The guy goes, oh, take another one, take another one. So he took like four or five pieces of candy. So after that, every house he went to, of course, he's grabbing, you know, more. And they just looked at the, because this cute little kid, he's getting away with it. But anyway, so we went there. We had a little party there and had some pizza and stuff like that. So we drove home. And I said, we had a couple bags of candy. I said, okay, when we get home, if there's anybody left, we'll pass out the candy. Because a few years ago, we had like seven people come to our house. I mean, it was that empty. But the last couple of years, we've gone out to Jay and Colleen's and done it there. So as we're coming home, I go, what are all these cars? There were cars not even on our streets, the street that we go to get to our house. People, the cars were parked on the golf course, parked on the people's property, everywhere. I mean, there were, this is 8:30 night, there were hundreds of people. It took us 20 minutes to go down our street because people wouldn't get out of our way. They have cones blocked off because we live in a dead end, so they don't want cars going down there and not being able, because the streets are really narrow. You could barely get two cars by there. And if someone's parked in there, you really can't. It's a clusterfuck. But they're, I mean, hundreds. I'm talking, but they're mostly teenagers, look like adults. I mean, they're literally not moving. They're being dicks. They're being assholes. Basically, what's the rule about people having to drive to your neighborhood to get candy? Is that, should that be allowed? Or should, if you can't get there on foot, should you not be in that neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. It's very, I think that's common everywhere. Like in Knoxville, there's a rich part of Knoxville called Sequoia, and it's just this little bend with the river, Tennessee River forms around, and it's every house in there is multi-million. And you'll see that neighborhood just slammed every Halloween because everyone ships their kids in there because, A, they know it's safe, and, A, they know that all these people are going to give them
full-sized candy bars.
Exactly. And it's just, and that's what they do. And you'll see everyone from Knoxville in the neighborhood. And I know, of course, they're multimillionaires, the people live there, so they probably don't care. But I know I would care if I had, you know, 300-400 kids knocking at my door. I'd be like, shit. I mean, I'm out a grand or two of candy.
Yeah. So. I mean, it literally would, if we were there all day, it probably would cost us $200 to $300 to supply everybody. And I'm drawing the line on that. But, you know, the worst part was, people would move, and then Cindy got out to move the cones, and which was funny because as we were driving home, this guy, I don't know, they don't know how to merge here. They just don't know how to, they can't merge. They don't know how to do it. They're just, I don't know, they're used to driving tractors. I don't know what the deal is. But this guy, I go, come over. He slows down. He cuts me off. He's flipping me off and yelling at me. I'm like going, I was flashing to get you over. Come, I wanted over to the right. He went over to the left. I go, I was doing everything I could to get him over. I couldn't just stop because I had cars. You know, there was traffic. And so I'm getting mad. And he goes, why do you get so mad? Just relax. It's not worth having a stroke over. Not worth getting in a fight. What if he has a gun? Da, 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 da. So I'm getting that whole thing. So I go, fine. Because when I was younger, I would have chased him down. I mean, just the way I was. So we get to our street, and she's getting pissed that nobody's moving. So she gets out and moves the cones and is like arguing with this one guy. Could you move so we can get by? And so I go, hey, everybody, just calm down. Everything's cool. We just want to get going. She goes, why are you being? I go, just think of this. What if he had a gun? And she just looked at me. I go, you know, at least I'm in a car that's moving and can and probably get away from this guy. We're in a place I can't move. Literally can't move. If this guy has a gun, we're dead. I go, and people get shot over stupid shit every day. So I go, why don't you shut your mouth and get in the car is what I basically said. I didn't use the word shut your mouth, but I said, just get in the car, calm down, we'll get there. But by the time we find the guy, and it was funny because our mail got delivered. The mail truck was in front of us. This was 8:30 at night because he had so many, I guess all the blocks were blocked. They couldn't get into the, so they were still delivering mail at 8:30 at night. By the time we got down there with all the kids basically flipping us off, not moving, doing nothing, I parked the car in the garage and turned off all the lights. Said, fuck you. I'm eating the candy for myself. And I felt bad, but I said, no, fuck it. These kids, there's no, you know, you're getting something for free. Hmm. Do me a favor. Just get out of my way. I literally was taking, they'd be on their phones and standing in front of me, not moving, as I just stood there waiting for them to get out of the way. And for the kids, they don't know who I am. I could be some deranged person who just says, fuck it. I'm just going to mow all over all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, kids need to be smart, too. I mean, you can't just do stupid stuff. There's crazy people out there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was my Halloween. So I just said, fuck you, kids. Turned off all the lights and went upstairs and grabbed the bag of candy and was eating it.
There seems to be a theme with the last couple of podcasts of Jack threatening small children.
Yeah.
We don't condone this.
I didn't threaten him. I didn't run him over. That's what I'm saying.
There's this one family that I saw on Halloween that fucking pissed me off. They dressed their 2.5, 3-year-old kid up as Donald fucking Trump. in his stroller, they were pushing around a Donald Trump like sign. So
they were for Donald Trump.
Oh, they were absolutely pro-Trumpers. So
you got to keep politics out of Halloween.
Oh my God. And they're pushing it around. So they walk up right behind my daughter and her friend. And she walks by me. I look down at the kid. I mean, he's a cute kid. He's just dressed in his suit. I'm like, what the hell is that? I was kind of inquisitive about what his costume was. Just, oh, he's Donald Trump. And I, without a filter, immediately responded, your son's got the most terrifying costume of the evening. Yes. He's like, well, would you rather have Hillary? I'm like, yeah, I would. And she was like following me to the next house. And then we got to our house. So we walked up our stairs to go in and she didn't realize that we lived there. And then she sees me take out my keys to actually open the door of my house. She grabs her son off of my front step and walks away, goes to the next one. But yeah, and then they're just all over the neighborhood, you know, promoting their smut.
Jeez. It's Halloween. I mean, Jay did 1 year ago as Bob Dole in 96, and he did a great Jesus. Bob Dole impression. He had the pin in his hand. He had the mask. It was pretty funny. But you were saying full-size candy bars. I don't know if you remember the stories how Taffy used to brag about passing out full-size candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'd go to this local Sam's Club, which is like a Costco, and he'd spend like $100 on these big candy bars. I go, Dale, you do know that you're the single guy at the end of the house, the neighborhood, passing out the big candy bars. I go, right then. I go, you're going to have a big red dot put on your house. I go, they're going to think that you're a child molester. He goes, why? I go, you're the guy, the single guy that you work at night.
Come on!
You sleep during the day. You're not very out. You're not out there. You don't know any of your neighbors. I go, hey, let's go to that guy's house. What guy? The guy in the house. He's passing out these big candy bars. Huh? I said, you need to stop passing out the big candy bars.
And he has a pet monkey.
So anyway, I used to pick on him all the time about that because I said, Jesus, not that you are, but you're going to be labeled the child molester of the street. Stay away from that house. Stay away from that house. You have that weird laugh. So anyway, then I had one more story I wanted to tell. Saturday night, we're out. That's almost classic Dale.
Yeah.
It needs to be louder and high pitched, and you need to break the microphone because that's what people complain about, going, Jesus, can you lower Dell's sound down when he starts laughing? But I go to the ABC store. That's our, that's where in North Carolina, I don't know about Tennessee, if they had the same rule, you couldn't buy alcohol, hard alcohol, anywhere other than an ABC store. It's a government.
What is ABC? So like we have a couple of those here as well. And one night when we were drunk around the campfire, we're like, what does ABC stand for? Like, I don't know. Alcohol, beer, and Chardonnay. Like what like
you're going to lose that. You're going to lose that Boston accent thing. I think it's now, alcohol beverage consumption.
Consumption, yeah.
Something like that, I guess.
I like the Boston version.
That maybe it could be.
Alcohol, beers, and Chardonnay.
Keep it classy.
Keep it classy. But anyway, I walk in there. It's Saturday night. There's probably a lot of Halloween party. It's packed. It's packed. And I'm standing in line. I get what I wanted to get. I'm standing in line. And nobody's getting carded. Nobody. Nobody's getting. I'm just watching everyone get carded. I go, God, that person looks like there's no way. And there was a couple of people like older. They looked as old as me. So I'm going, I'm waiting. Finally get up there. And she goes, I need to see your ID. Oh, no, she doesn't. No, they. I'm sorry. They were carding everybody. They get up there and they don't need to see my ID. I said, you don't need to see my ID? She goes, no. I said, okay. So I go out to Cindy. I go, I guess I was the oldest one in the ABC store because I was the only one who didn't get carded. Only one. So I was hurt. But it's all right. Even though when I do get carded, I look and I go, really? You need to card me? Are you just trying to be, you want a tip or something?
I get carded all the time. I got carded the other day.
Yeah, sure.
I was with two 25-year-olds at a bar. We got burgers and beers. They didn't card them at all. They got their stuff left. And then I get mine, and she goes, can I see your ID? And I'm like, you really think I'm that young? She's like, yeah, you look pretty young. I'm like, okay, thanks.
It's a Southern accent.
It's a good problem to have, man.
It is a good problem. But no, I don't think we have ABC stores in Tennessee.
You make your own alcohol, right?
In East Tennessee, they do, yes. And I have drank at many trailers that had moonshine, for sure. But my county I grew up in was a dry county, and we got liquor by the drink, I think, in 2003 or 2004. So you can get it, like, if there's an Applebee's, something like that. But you can buy beer at the grocery. No? Yeah, you can buy a beer at a grocery store, but we still don't have wine. We don't have hard liquor. You have to go to Kentucky.
You can buy wine and beer in grocery stores, but no hard alcohol. And you can't buy it on Sundays.
Yeah.
Can't buy it. The alcohol stores are closed on Sundays. Because God doesn't drink on Sunday.
They finally changed that in Massachusetts, where it's actually up to the discretion of the owner.
You'll have all those blue laws, right? And that's what they're called?
Yeah. Quakers.
Yeah.
So the actual law was also compounded in with you couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays, and you also couldn't get tattoos in at all.
That's an interesting one.
It's just one of those weird ass things where like there's a whole group of bylaws that were bunched together in those old blue laws, and they actually got rid of that a couple of years ago.
Well, tattoos years ago were frowned upon, and it wasn't as popular as it is now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like I love those really strange old laws. Like in Tennessee, a lot of women started protesting maybe 10 years ago or so about how like you could have fraternities all over campuses all over Tennessee, but you could not have sorority houses because the law in Tennessee was if you have more than 12 women living in a residence, it's considered a brothel. And awesome. So they finally changed that.
I wonder if that would upset anybody on the broadcast.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Man, that's so. If you had 11, that was okay.
Well, you're good. Have you ever been to a sorority?
Yes,
kind of is.
Yeah, I mean fraternity the same way. I mean, God,
yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I walked into a room like thinking like, oh, like, you know, I'm walking into Chris's room and you just see straight ass and you're like, whoa, man! Like,
well, Chris did tell that story early on, so
that's right.
Oh yeah, didn't Shandy want a story from you, the Lego story or something?
Oh, my Lego. Yes, There is a Lego story. Has nothing to do with having bare ass in a sorority or a fraternity, but
no, we can save it.
No, I'll share it.
We'll make this the final story of the night. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it better be good.
It's cute. How about that? When I was
it's a chick flick.
Yeah. So when not even, but when I was a young boy, I was actually for one or two photo shoots, I was actually a child actor, a child model, and predominantly for Legos, which you can actually see behind me. I'll bring the, for those watching at home, I'll show you on the camera. No, but I was,
which one are you? The one in the red shirt or the,
I am the one. What the
hell am I wearing? There's a brown shirt, green shirt.
Hang on. Let's do this. So I did a photo shoot for Legos and, that's me right there.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, so I did a photo shoot for Legos because a family friend, neighborhood friend was a marketing person for Lego. And got paid a shit ton of Legos, which is awesome.
Did he give out big candy bars?
No, he did not.
Okay.
And actually, Jack, it was a woman.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But
do you still have those Legos?
I do. Yeah, absolutely, at home. I have like a big, but unfortunately, they're all mixed together in one box now. But so fast forward 12, 15, 13 years, and I'm in high school, and it was like I had brought it in for a class presentation, and there's this girl, her name is Mimi, who I went to high school with. Beautiful, beautiful girl. This girl's like she is a model, right? So she's just this gorgeous, gorgeous girl. Always had a crush on her. Never would go up to her and talk to her. She's actually a year younger than I was. And I just always, she's the girl you see at school when you're in high school and you're like, wow, like she's the it girl.
She's the girl.
Yeah. And she's such a nice girl too. And she wasn't your stereotypical popular chick. She was like actually the really nice down to earth girl.
She had a heart.
She did. And so I'm walking down the hallway with, to class with that, the poster behind me there. And she runs up to me. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? Like, so Mimi runs up. She goes, where'd you get that poster? I'm like, it's mine. I go, that's me. She goes, well, that's me, the girl who's in front of me. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. No way. So, wow. The little girl who's in that picture with me was a girl I ended up still not dating after that.
you couldn't get that as a foot in the door?
I did not know how to close the deal.
Did you choke on a Lego or something with it? What happened there? I mean, that was there. That was your.
I know.
Not that you haven't totally done well for yourself. I mean, I'm not. But I'm just saying at the time. I mean,
oh yeah, obviously, but like, yeah, the. She was a sweetheart, and nothing ever came of it. But I actually used to reconnect with her on Facebook actually not too long ago, and she is now like an English teacher
in Connecticut.
Yeah, nice girl.
That was your chance. That was your chance.
It was.
Did you talk after that? Was it a regular thing or just
Time? We did. I mean, I talked. It wasn't like I never went up to her and really like and talked. I was a very sociable person, but. She definitely showed some interest in me on that day, which was it was usually the other way around.
Man, wow,
kind gotta of a, pull the trigger.
Kind of a bummer ending.
I was young and dumb.
We've all made those mistakes,
like my story. You know, young and dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, right. It's probably a good spot there.
Yeah.
But before we go, we should probably thank some of our
your Lego dating disaster. There you go.
Yeah, there's a dating disaster. I got a few more of those back in my back pocket.
All right, we'll save those for the next time you lose to Nick.
He's never lost
to me yet. Yeah,
that's right. You won today,
except in the polls, which I just checked, and you're already winning.
I won the first thing, but it wasn't an embarrassing story. It was not.
Nick
the
is already winning. Wager.
He's already winning the Who's More Boston.
How many votes, I wonder? How many,
you know. Here's a couple. I voted for you, too.
That's too funny. Well, if you want to go on our Twitter account, it's Married Man Show. At Married Man Show is our Twitter account. At Married Man Show. At least I think it is. Is it Married Man Show?
Could be.
I think it is. I think it's at Married Man Show, which I saw, Chris, you finally are following us.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you've been on the show for how long? You finally are following us.
Well, in fairness, I haven't actually looked at Twitter until I went on to follow you.
Nick, are you following the Twitter page?
I think so.
You think so? Well, you know, it's funny is Jay doesn't follow us. I go, Jay, how long have you been doing the show and you don't follow your own show? I only follow a few people. He's one of those. He's one of those. Because like Dana Carvey follows me because he said on Tonight Show he'll follow anybody. So I said, let me see if he's lying or not. Clicked on him, and within a minute he clicked on and was following me. So I said, so you're got more of an ego than Dana Carvey, Jay?
Yeah, I do follow the married man.
Okay, cool. All right, so this time I'd like to thank three special patrons and all our patrons. You can go on, and Colleen, I think, posted on our Facebook page all the patrons that are there listed, who we thank, who make these shows possible. But three special patrons right now: Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffelder, and Brad from Chicago. So I'm
congratulations.
Sure.
Congratulations, Brad, if you're a Cubs fan.
Unless you're a White Sox fan, then oops, sorry.
Somebody posted a really good question. I'm not sure if it was on our Facebook or something, but it's like, you know, because Obama, President Obama. Fan. Yeah, exactly. And like, if the team goes to the White House, will President Obama wear a White Sox hat?
He's already asked him to arrive before he
leaves office.
He's not stupid politically. I mean, that's a good help his legacy. Yeah. But anyway, if we could use your feedback, it's MarriedManPodcast@gmail.com. Once again, MarriedManPodcast@gmail.com. Also, our phone number is 510-69-TAFFY. The number again?
510-69-TAFFY.
Give us a call anytime, any place, anywhere. We are recording again next Tuesday night. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes.
That's again. And please, if you have 2 minutes, go on iTunes and give us a good review.
Yeah. Well, not just a good review, 5 stars. If you're going to take a five-star review to go there, just give us 5 stars.
And write a few sentences, like, why do you like the show? Why do you listen? Who do you like? How much Tim is not the fan favorite or has the sexiest voice? And that I'm from Boston.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right, guys.
I like the white chowder.
Yeah. Is that the red or the white? But not to mention the game as well. Throw out some questions for us to
six compete. Questions. It can be on anything you want.
I'm getting real tired of winning.
Six.
This one was rigged. I knew it was because Tim was over shaking his head when I called him out. Hey, he did that on purpose.
But you got to learn how to play poker, man. I mean, geez.
Honestly, I literally made wild guesses on a few of those answers. So I don't think it was as rigged as you think it is.
Okay. I knew the answers to the ones that he asked you.
So basically, Chris is just saying you suck.
I guess.
Yeah.
Who memorizes names of cats?
Neither of us. So
exactly.
We have four cats in this house. I couldn't tell you their goddamn names. So fucking cat is what I call them now.
My cat's nickname is fuck you.
Yeah.
So last night I'm sitting there because I had today off. I had a rare midweek day off. That's the best thing in the world because my kid was in daycare or preschool and my wife was at work and I had the house to myself.
You had a Chris day.
Yeah, such a good day. So I see it pretty late last night playing Xbox. Like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? And I turned my head and looked to the left. Sure as hell, fuck you, is shitting on my goddamn carpet. A fucking huge dump. Like, I mean, cats are relatively small animals. Yeah. And the shit that came out of this fucking cat was like this huge glob of chocolate soft serve that smelled like shit. It was the worst. So of course,
cats amaze me because I actually said I'm going to put up a camera in the house because I think humans are breaking into our house and shitting in the cat box. That's human. I go, I'm a professional pooper, but that nothing that big has ever come out of my ass. I go, that is just ridiculous how big this fucking shit is. And it stinks. I mean, cat shit smells bad. Cat pee and cat smell is the worst.
Fucking worst.
And we have two cat boxes, one downstairs, one upstairs, but they won't go by the one at night because the dogs are sleeping there and they're afraid of the dogs. So the cats come, we have the other ones in our bathroom. And it's like, it wakes you up. I go, oh my God, because the smell will wake you up at night. And you go in there, you scoop it out. And you're like, oh my God, fucking. Seriously, is somebody breaking our house and shitting? I said to my wife, are you shitting in the cat box? Come on, tell the truth. That went over well, but I said, there's no way this crap is coming out of these cats. There's no fucking way.
And I thought it was the dog. And we all thought the dog was the one doing these like serial shittings all over our house. But
you're smacking the dog around, but it's the cat.
Yeah. And then the last night I look over, and that fucking cat is just looking at me like, And I went over to whack him to get him to, I'm like, cut the shit, like literally. And like, she was mid like clench, so she wouldn't move. And I'm like, you little fucking bitch, get the fuck. Oh, man.
And we have one cat that throws up all the time.
Yeah, dude, she does the same after fucking thing.
It'll leave, like, it doesn't do it in one spot. Does it like
fucking cats.
And we only have like in our house, we only have like, we have some throw rugs and there's carpet on the stairs. The rest is just floor. I go, why don't they just throw up on the fucking floor where you can just wipe it up? No, it's always on anything that's carpet related in the bathroom, in here. I go, and then that stupid cat, the same stupid cat, will throw up nonstop and then come up and beg for food. I go, what the fuck, cat? Like I said, I no longer have a cat. My cat, we had to put to sleep a few years ago. So the rest of the cats aren't even mine. And I go, I'm spending way too much time taking care of these fucking cats. Anyway, that's all I got.
My cat was a lot better before we got a dog. She's revolting.
Yeah, she is.
Fucking bitch.
All right, on that note. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.